Make no mistake, if you're an author, you're an entrepreneur. You're selling the world on your book, aren't you? Of course, it's not as easy as launching a business and then tossing any old book up on Amazon. That's why I help entrepreneurs publish books on the specific topic and in the specific way that will launch or grow their businesses. Welcome to Entrepreneur Publishing Academy with your professor, Anna David. Hi there, welcome to Entrepreneur Publishing Academy. It's your girl, Anna David, doing a solo episode. Have I mentioned that this podcast is brought to you by Book Elevator Pitch and that you want to know what that is? And you can. You just go to bookelevatorpitch.com and you'll find out. So today I am doing an episode on the 11 greatest benefits of doing a book for an entrepreneur. If you're not an entrepreneur, you may want to skip this. Or you might say to yourself, hey, every person alive is an entrepreneur in a way, unless you work for somebody who doesn't want you to be an entrepreneur. Maybe I should listen to this anyway. So you should know by now that I believe there are tremendous benefits from doing a book. So this was almost hard for me to break down. What do I think are the 11 greatest benefits? Okay, number one. Less money spent on ads. Now, I say this because according to the Small Business Administration, those were the people that gave out all the money during the, COVID situation. The average small business, which is companies making up to $5 million in revenue, spends 7 to 12% on marketing every year. So that means if you have a business that makes about $250,000 a year, you're likely spending up to $30,000 each year on marketing alone. Now, if you are spending that money marketing yourself as an expert or your business, oh my God, stop right now. Stop giving your money to Mark Zuckerberg and do a book because it's going to be a lot more effective. Number two, greatest benefit, less money and time spent on client acquisition. My episode with Rich Goldstein talked a lot about this, how, people want to hire the expert on the topic. I had a client who, within a few months of his book coming out, brought in $500,000 in new clients. And he said, I can't guarantee that it's the book that did it, but I can guarantee that every new client had read the book. So it's kind of like guaranteeing. So people want to hire the expert. So I know for me, one of the hardest parts of being an entrepreneur is bringing in clients. So the idea of spending less time and money on that is incredibly appealing. Number three, less money spent on PR. Thing is, if you don't have a book and you're an entrepreneur and you're, not Elon Musk or someone who's crazy and got some crazy story, there may not be much to write about. This gives an angle. You are an expert. And the truth of the matter is you probably don't stand a chance of mainstream coverage without it. You will find, all my clients have found, all of them who have made an effort, actually, I would like that caveat in there. We've had clients who haven't made any effort with their book and they haven't seen these results. But, we have a client whose book we just released who suddenly is like, oh, I just got a talk show. I mean, a small, thing. It's not like The Talk or The View, but she got a talk. She's getting booked. And, we have clients who've been on Today's Show and The Doctors and in The New York Times and all of that. And it is only because they are authors. Number four, more effective time spent on your podcast interviews. Because you're going to have a focus. My interview with John Corcoran talked about this. He says, as a podcaster, his number one people he likes to book are authors, and not just because they're experts, but also because they have an angle. It's like they've got a table of content, so they're not going to meander. They stick to the topic. And obviously you're way more likely to be booked on a podcast when you are an author. Number five, this is one I'm just learning. less time spent creating content. And by content, I mean social media posts, blog posts, podcasts, because it can come from the book. I am learning this. Only took me 9 books, I guess, to understand this. Here's what I did. Last year, I wrote this book called Write and Launch Your Book in a Year. Only the truly faithful will even know about it, because it was like, I wrote it, I kind of sold it, I never put it on Amazon. It was just a blip. Then I realized at the beginning of this year, oh my God, I have this book that's 52 tips. It's a tip for every week. I never did anything with it. Why don't I just post every Monday one writing tip? And now I've got a year's worth of writing tips every week. And then I realized when I started writing this new book, because I'm writing a book based on these podcast interviews, and it's been fascinating because I'm taking all the interviews and the transcripts and putting them together and taking them apart and seeing what the commonalities are. And I'm writing, and you know, sections of the book can work as Twitter threads, as Instagram posts, as LinkedIn newsletter thingies. I've been sitting on top of great content that I haven't been using. Number 6, less time spent coming up with keynotes, since it can come from the book. Now, this was in the Cameron Herald episode. He talked about that. I think what he said actually is that every chapter, he tries to make every chapter could be its own keynote. How awesome is that? You finish a book, you got like 15 speeches ready. Pretty cool. Number 7, less worrying about the competition and wondering why someone else got the media hit or speaking gig. Now, maybe you're not a jealous person the way I am. I will tell you that I spent many years wondering why her. She knows more than me? Really? She's smarter? She's better? By the way, that is a total waste of energy, and now it is one of my major defects that I work on, and I'm happy to say it has abated greatly. However, if you know stuff, and you are out there, and you're looking, and you're like, well, why is he booked to speak at this event when I'm not, or why is she on that TV show? The book is the difference. It is. You're smarter than her. I mean it. Number 8. Impress everyone who hears you're a best-selling author. And I know this sounds stupid, but or shallow or cheesy or something like that, but it is the truth. My recent episode with Bridget Sampson, she said, I was a professor. I'm a professor emeritus. I don't even know how to say that word or what that means, but I think it means she's a retired professor. And she goes, I was professor for 25 years. No one cares. What they care about is that I have a book and a TEDx talk. So that's the reality. People are impressed. Speaking of that, number 9, have the most impressive business card imaginable on you at all times. Now, the Mike Koenig's episode, he talked about how he was on a plane going to South by Southwest and he saw Richard Dreyfuss on the flight. He was a big Richard Dreyfuss fan. So he's a crafty fellow, this Mike Koenig. So he Googles. He knows that a way to a celebrity's heart is through their charity. So he Googles Richard Dreyfuss charity, finds out that he's really passionate about a charity, catches up to him, says, hey, I'm a best-selling author. This is my book. I have some ideas for your charity. You want to talk about it? Next thing he knows, Richard Dreyfuss is like literally visiting him in San Diego and they're making a video for Richard Dreyfuss's charity. That is why Mike always carries several copies of his books and a Sharpie to sign. I'm terrible about carrying copies of my books, but I highly recommend doing that. Keeping them in your car or whatever, in your man purse or your fanny pack or whatever it is. Number 10, jump to the front of the line metaphorically. What that means, an example is when I decided I wanted to do a TEDx talk in 2017, I decided I was going to apply to all the places, the TEDx events in the state of California that were open for applications. You know what happened? I got into all the events I applied to. And I know that's because of my books. Number 11, cheesy, be a hero to your family. You got kids, they like saying, my mom, my dad's a best-selling author. It's kind of true. It's kind of cool. So there you have it, the 11 greatest benefits of doing a book for an entrepreneur. If you would like the show notes to this episode, which includes links and all the stuff, just go to legacylaunchpadpub.com/blog/benefits, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Entrepreneur Publishing Academy with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to entrepreneurpublishing.academy, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and all the other places. Speaking of those places, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. And please, don't forget you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company Legacy Launchpad Publishing is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, or publishing. Just go to legacylaunchpadpub.com to find out more. And be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. You know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing one.